wrong. She fell for him. They always do. A white TV news van roars below, heading toward the same intersection. Time to go. Ruminating on Greg's irritating allure won't erase my own 5-year folly over him, and it might thwart my escape. I sling my bag over my shoulder and grab some proofs to drop off with Yajina, our exhibitions manager and my closest friend. I need a good dose of Yajina's undying loyalty to the Rock to inoculate myself against more wallowing. So what if the man who moved to L.A. with me, the one I once thought I would marry, will be squeezing Kim Lord's hand all night? Phones are ringing off the hook at our membership desk. We might all keep our jobs tomorrow. When I reach the staircase that winds down the center of the building, I allow myself one slow take of the party I'll be missing. Our offices rise in a windowed 4-story tower above the low-slung hulk of the museum itself, a 1920s police car warehouse converted to galleries. The Rock's concrete walls, broken by a single glassy, steel-girdered entrance, gives us the look of a bygone industrial gem plopped among its boring skyscrapers. Our members love the building, but I'm sure its size and design incite the ire of every greedy developer who drives by our footprint on